Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Flacco is ready. Catches the shotgun snap. Blitz coming. Flacco throws a fade, and it is caught. Running inside the 10 and going into a slide is T. Higgins. That's brilliant. Had he run into the end zone, it would have been a touchdown. We all would have been excited, but it would have left plenty of time for Rodgers to answer. By going down, he forces the Steelers to call another timeout.
Bengals radio there. Nice job explaining it. T. Higgins with the heads up move, veteran move to go down. Although he could have scored, he would have left Aaron Rodgers like a minute 30 or so to go down and answer. But instead, they leave out Rodgers like 11 seconds after kicking a 36-yard field goal, and the Hail Mary falls short. Ipso facto, Joe Flacco, Ja'Marr Chase, and Chase Brown come away with an all-time win on a Thursday night. Very fun game. Good morning, Pearl. How you doing?
Yeah, it's amazing. When I was a kid, no one knew how to get down at the five-yard line. That's a new thing in football. Now everybody knows. Seems like the Bengals were totally dialed into killing the clock there. Incredible play. Backyard football. It's incredible. Even the throw to T. Higgins that we just mentioned. Like, what was that throw? It's like, hey, you know, it's a dad with a bunch of kids just slinging it around in the backyard. Incredible how loose and dynamic Joe Flacco and Aaron Rodgers were. Both of them were amazing.
Yeah, you know, if you're the Cincinnati Bengals, this is fun. It's almost, to me, a little bit like, I can't tell if this is just like eating an ice cream cone, right? Like, you get a little sugar rush, you get a little high, right. It tastes good. You know, usually don't win games like this, maybe, and now you... Like, and now you do, but does it really mean you're back into it? Right. The defense still is not good, Pearl. And you see Joe Burrow on the sideline with the, you know, the headset on and the backwards hat and stuff. And it's like, all right, can they really hold the fort for Joe? And then what's Joe like when he comes back? You know, he's got a toe injury. I couldn't tell if this was just a dopamine hit for Bengals fans, or is this actually a sign that they can save the season for real?
It's a 2023 Cleveland Browns. I mean, it is Joe Flacco still having tons of arm strength and somehow even looking more athletic than he usually does.
How about
does.
The 12-yard run?
That was incredible. He did.
What?
I think it's exactly the same formula. You know, you have those talented wide receivers, so at least you're not worried about the offense. You don't need Joe Burrow back. If Joe Flacco can play like he's played the last six quarters, he was incredible at the end of the Packers game, and he looked great last night. So, I mean, they have New York next week,
yeah,
so they
Jets
can easily,
coming in.
They should go to 4-4. They'll be favored at home. And then the
Chicago
second half of the season is not that crazy. I mean, it depends where Baltimore is. But, yeah, no, I don't think this is a dopamine hit. I think the Bengals are right in that mix because we know who the Steelers are. The Steelers are who they've been the last 5 years. So they're going to be they're gettable for sure. No, I definitely think Cincinnati's in this thing.
So I want to get to the Steelers in a moment, but let's hear from Joe Flacco. Even Flacco, and this is a crazy season even for a veteran quarterback who's probably seen it all or at least feels like he's seen it all. Even Flacco admitted after the game he thought he would never have a feeling like last night.
11 days ago, did you expect to ever have this feeling again?
It's a good question. I didn't feel like it felt like I might not, to be honest with you. So, you know, it's pretty special.
Yeah, Joe, we were all right there with you. I mean, I didn't think you'd have this all-time game of beating Aaron Rodgers on Thursday Night Football.
As usual, also, feel the electricity when Joe Flacco steps up to the mic. You know, sure, why not? Big game. I'm going to go to McDonald's now, as he famously did after the Super Bowl. Yeah, Joe Flacco is not aging. The funny thing about Joe Flacco, I was thinking about one thing. He's not an old gunslinger. He was not really a gunslinger at Baltimore. He never threw the ball all around the field. He's like, there's a new Joe Flacco in the later part of his career where he's getting these big yardage games. That was not part of his routine back in the day. He was efficient and kind of conservative in Baltimore. And now he's like second chance Kurt Warner in Arizona. I swear, this is a new Joe Flacco.
I think people remember the Super Bowl run, probably most out of Flacco, and there was the all-time throw to, who was it, Jacoby Jones in Denver? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Ray Rice, who obviously then became disgraced, but Ray Rice was a huge part of that offense. I mean, they had a really good run game. Meanwhile, yes, you're right, Joe Flacco, the night belongs to him. You know, Ja'Marr Chase was just untouchable last night. If you're the Pittsburgh Steelers defense, or you're a fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers, you've got to be sick, because Ja'Marr Chase was doing whatever he wanted to do. 16 receptions on 18 targets for 161 yards.
Damn.
Pearl, it was an all-time night. Not just that, but Cincinnati, I think even more importantly, got the run game going. You heard Mike Tomlin say it at halftime. They're on schedule. It's, you know, the wide receivers are doing their thing. But when he says they're on schedule, he means the run game. 11 carries for Chase Brown for 108 yards. That was a revelation last night, the Bengals' offensive line.
Well, I don't know if you can say anything about the Bengals' offensive line, because the Steelers' defense is just terrible against the run. I mean, we saw it last year, obviously, when Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry combined for 300 yards. They haven't fixed anything. I mean, all season long, maybe they've got a break here and there, but their run defense is clearly a mess. Even with first-round pick Derek Harmon, they are not a good tackling team. So, I, you know, that's why I would put a cap on them. This is not about Chase Brown finding his mojo again. This is about the Steelers just letting anyone run on them. So I don't know if Cincinnati is going to have that run game moving forward, because I think it's a function of Pittsburgh.
This defense for Pittsburgh is certainly a problem. And when you have Aaron Rodgers, who, you know, listen, Rodgers, the bar is like a little bit lower for him because he's 40, obviously. But, you know what? Rodgers had a good game, but when he makes mistakes like the one interception that seemed like, you know, was a little bit more egregious, the second interception was like an all-time play by DJ Turner, right? When he gets his hand onto the ball, that was crazy.
That's also technically a drop by DK Metcalf. I mean, it hit DK Metcalf in both hands.
Yeah,
so
that one I'm not going to put on Rodgers.
The first one was kind of an arm punt. I mean, it was an early down, so that doesn't count. But
they were lucky, actually, that it seemed that after the player for Cincinnati, I'm blanking on his name, caught the interception. He runs the ball back for like a 30-yard gain, but he was down. So
he was clearly out of bounds, right?
Or out of bounds, whatever. He was down. And, but here's the thing.
The second time he was out of bounds, but no, he was definitely down.
Sorry. Yeah. So here's the thing about it, though. Cincinnati got points off of both of those interceptions. The Steelers were out to a 10-0 lead, and then they started doing stupid things. You throw interceptions. The dumb tush push, you know, and obviously Rodgers is not running that tush push. Nobody else in the league should run the tush push. Just don't run it. You can't do it.
But Cincinnati did it.
It's not as good, because you're going to, if they actually are calling false starts on this thing, when the referees decide to do that with the tush push, I think you're setting yourself up when it's not the quarterback and it's not everyone's used to his cadence. So I thought that was kind of a silly one. And then obviously Jaylen Warren didn't get the message and the memo, alert, alert, that they were going away from the flea flicker. And then Rodgers all of a sudden has the ball back in his lap like, oh, shoot, what am I supposed to do? And it was kind of a silly play. And Rodgers got mad at Jaylen Warren.
I mean, you could pick apart the mistakes, obviously, but they're in the first half. If their defense shows up at all, none of that's a problem. I mean, they got gashed. They got gashed by a run game that has done nothing all season. So
that's true. It just let them back in the game. Like, if you have a 10-0 lead on the road,
I hear you.
Cincinnati was all out of sorts, and I feel like Pittsburgh did lead them back into the game. You're right about the defense, but playing in a 10-0 deficit, sometimes it is harder to go to the run game.
I think Cincinnati, with the way their offense was playing, would have come back anyway. I mean, you know, PFF, Pro Football Focus, I think Aaron Rodgers probably had a pretty gaudy grade.
Sure.
Like, because he was dialed in for the most part. And what's with him moving around? Him and Flacco mobility. So to me, yes, Rodgers made a mistake on that long throw, but you don't know what the receiver did on that one. As you can tell by Rodgers' face, the receivers and running backs are not always on the same page. He looks...
What receivers? Yeah. He's got one.
Yeah.
DK Metcalf and everyone else is a bunch of tight ends.
You saw what's about, like, Scotty Miller's on that team? Oh, right, Roman Wilson from Michigan? Like, you have these random appearances.
Freiermuth got him back in the game.
I love Darnell Washington. As they were obsessed with him on the broadcast last night because he is a unique person. I've loved that guy. I wanted to take him high in the first round. I think he's a freak, and I just absolutely adore everything about him.
All right, so this is obviously the tight end that's 6'6" and 300 pounds, and he's got like a 190-pound, corner on him or whatever. He's an offensive lineman.
No way.
They had to go away from him. He, there's no reason why you should be featuring Darnell Washington over Pat Freiermuth, and they finally figured it out, and Freiermuth had 5 receptions for 111 yards and 2 touchdowns. It was Rodgers to Freiermuth that got them back into the game.
Darnell Washington is the truth. I will not stand for any slander. He is. And by the way, he's pretty athletic for the size he is. He always
has
been.
He should get 3 catches a game, max.
That's what he got. He got 3 catches.
I know, but they were like going
2 yards.
They were going to him a little too often. Yeah, well, for my liking.
Well, yeah, 3 yards because there were 4 guys covering him on one. Like 3 guys had to finally take him down on it. Ended up being a minus 1 yard loss. Yeah, I know. But he threw the first guy to the ground. Darnell Washington is good. I'm telling you, he's a good weapon for them.
How tall is he?
6'6".
I thought he was 6'7".
Oh, that's something for young people. I don't know this reference.
Neither do I.
Yeah. It's the young kids today.
I just want to be hip. I'm the youngest on the show. I want to be hip.
We're counting on you and EJ. I think for the Steeler fans is, you got to be sick a little bit about this. I understand Rodgers look good or fine or whatever, however you want to delineate that, but your defense is certainly not good enough to be winning playoff games right now. That's 100% true. And then secondly, you had a 10-0 lead. I know it's early. I know football games are long.
Guy. Today's NFL.
I know, but still, like the Steelers came in, I think, as like a 7.5-point favorite or something. They were pretty big favorite. Maybe it was 6.5.
Did it go down to five and a half?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, still.
But that's
big in the NFL. Definitely. It's not college.
The reason I know that is a third straight underdog to win outright on Thursday night. The Niners did it. The Giants did it last week. And Cincinnati did it this week. Home dogs on a Thursday night seems like a thing.
Well, that makes sense.
That makes sense. And you could tell the energy in that building last night was pretty intense with the whites, everyone wearing white. Andrew Whitworth firing up the crowd like that had a real home field. I mean, there were a ton of Steelers fans there too.
Although Al Michaels said that he didn't think the Steelers fans traveled like they usually do.
But every time Freiermuth caught a ball, you heard the moo that sounded like a boo.
Here we go.
But yeah, they're also a desperate situation. I don't think Pittsburgh's that good. I think they are the exact same team we've seen the last 5 years. So Cincinnati, 5.5-point dog. I don't think we should be shocked. I am a little shocked about how good Joe Flacco is.
Listen, you're welcome to call in 888-710-4ISN. Was that more than just a great night for Joe Flacco and the Cincinnati Bengals? Is this a sign of good things to come? Who wins this division? Peter King was on our show yesterday, right? One of the most respected voices in all of pro football.
Who's Peter King?
Yeah, said Ravens aren't out of it at 1-5. He's back in the Ravens.
The who?
Exactly. Now Ravens you got the Bengals. Now you got the Steelers hanging around. Who wins this division?
Ravens do have an easy schedule, but it's such a small margin for error. That makes me nervous. I mean, who won it last year? The Ravens won it, but it was very close. Does it really matter? I don't know. The Steelers could win this division. To me, it won't mean anything.
Well, you get a home playoff game.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, I think that matters for the Steelers. And by the way, this is a golden opportunity that the Steelers could let slip away because it still was Flacco in the building for 10 days, which is not much. And I know you're on the road, and I know it's a division game, but had they won this game, which they lost by 2 points, if they had won this game, then they have a 3-game lead on the rest of the division. Instead, now they're in this dogfight with Joe Flacco and the Bengals, and they're going to see them again in, I think, 3 weeks. plus the Ravens, two games against the Ravens. This was a golden opportunity for the Steelers that they let slip away. I know people maybe not be expecting a lot from them or whatever. Mm-hmm. This was, if they end up losing the division somehow, I think you point back to this game and say, how did we let fresh off the bus Joe Flacco basically come in and beat us?
No.
I think you're two in the moment because there's a long season ahead and the Steelers will do Steelers things. They'll win games they shouldn't win. They'll lose games they shouldn't lose. They'll lose one to Cleveland somehow. They do that every year. They've had their last two home games. They lost to the Browns, that famous Baker Mayfield game. They lost to the Jags in two home wild card games. I don't know that it makes a difference. Since, you know, the narrative, since 2016, this team has hit a ceiling. And I think we're seeing the same team. Now the flaw is the defense, as you said.
Steeler fans, are you sick? 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. And was this more than just, again, this dopamine hit here with Joe Flacco? You do have the Jets coming in next week. So you got that.
Hey, come on, EJ.
So another W for the Bengals.
Listen, hey, you I'm just know. Saying what everyone's thinking, EJ. Your season's been over. But it just felt like it was a sugar high last night. Is anyone else like that? Or no. Now they're about to go on this big run?
God, I totally disagree. They're exactly. It's almost to the T, the Cleveland Browns.
No, but that was later in the season. That was only like five games to go.
It doesn't matter. It's still the same dynamic. Like Flacco is going to have 350-yard games with, I mean, he didn't throw the picks, but it's going to be this kind of wild, high-octane adventure on offense.
Bengals just got a whole lot more watchable. Give you that. 888-710-4ISN. So if they're going to be in primetime in our face, let's at least have some fun.
No,
get Jake Browning out of here.
This is great. I was so disappointed at this primetime matchup with the old guys because there's no Joe Burrow, but now it's improved. I'd rather watch the Joe Flacco Bengals.
Yeah, this might be the most exciting game of the weekend.
This is probably the game of the year so far, I would say. No, it'd be dead.
No, Bills comeback on the Ravens.
SVP said it was the game of the year last night on ESPN.
Talk about prison of the moment. Bills coming back on the Ravens week one so far is still the game of the year.
What level of angerness do you think Mike Tomlin has this morning for Andrew Berry?
Oh, he
Probably
guy.
Wants to take him behind the woodshed.
Andrew Berry is the Cleveland Browns GM who Mike Tomlin said sarcastically, he must be smarter than me because I don't know why you trade a guy who, you know, was your opening day starter and trade him to a division.
Mike Tomlin has an outsized fear of Joe Flacco that maybe was
is earned.
Validated last night between last year being like, hey, let's make sure Anthony Richardson plays so Joe Flacco doesn't. And why is Andrew Berry trading a guy in the division? Like, and then last night Flacco shreds him. So I can't really say much about Mike Tomlin anymore.
You mean he's accurate in his assessment?
Yeah, he's been facing the guy for 20 years.
Yeah, exactly. But like, I don't think Joe Flacco ever threw the ball like this against the Steelers when he was with the Ravens.
Joe Flacco has one 4,000-yard season his entire career. One 4,000 yards in 20 years. He's not a gunslinger, which is amazing Flacco.
It's like Mike Tomlin's the only one who knew he could do this.
Well, somehow Kevin Stefanski might, maybe the dopamine hit is just owns Mike Tomlin. EJ could be on this something.
Oh, man. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. All right. Let us know what you think, Steeler
fans.
Felt
like 2012 out there.
Did your team blow a golden opportunity to separate yourself in what could now be a dogfight of a division? Shocker. And is this more than just a sugar high for the Bengals? Are they back? 888-710-4ISN.
All right, Maggie, I'm going to call this the fall of George Springer. Did you know, I can't believe it. Feels like he's up every time it matters for the Blue Jays. And tonight, I'm jumping in on the action on Prize Picks. George Springer is 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs combined. And that's how Prize Picks work. You pick more or less on the stat projection. And if you're right, you could get paid. New users get $50 in bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. So simple to use. Just pick two or more players. Pick more or less on their stat projections. Anything from TDs to threes in basketball. And if you're right, you could win big.
Okay, I didn't want to do this because I'm not that kind of a gal. But guys, I'm on a 3-day winning streak.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I almost didn't want to put it out in the universe because I'm so superstitious, but this is when Prize Picks really kicks in. You get on these winning streaks. Thank you, Mark Chase last night. Thank you to everybody wearing a Toronto Blue Jays uniform last night. My man. Prize Picks. available in 40-plus states, including California, Texas, Florida, and Georgia. All you got to do, download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code MNP, get $50 bonus credit in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code MNP to get $50 bonus credit in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, it is good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Mand P.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show, reacting to last night's football game. But I also have a complaint I want to file about the Dodgers series. An official complaint with someone somewhere.
What's that?
You know, it's not really fair that they have three MVP players in their batting lineup. It's not really fair that they have, what, four Cy Young level pitchers. Now, all of a sudden, like, they're the greatest fielding team, like the 1980 Cardinals. Like, what is going on? The Dodgers break up this team. It's insane. All of a sudden, Mookie is the greatest infielder of all time, and Max Muncy's like Craig Nettles reinvented. This is, I can't believe it. It's a complete team on top of all those stars. And Shohei did have a hit last night, but generally isn't even good. And it doesn't matter. They just keep on winning. This is a ridiculous team, Maggie. That's my complaint.
Yeah. No, I mean, you're a little late to the party here. They've been this good all year.
But now this fielding dominance, that is not something that you associate with this team. Like, Mookie, pick a position. Just don't be good everywhere.
he's a super utility player, as they say.
I feel that.
But more than utility, obviously, starter. But here's the thing. Except for their pitchers, so Tyler Glasnow threw the ball, trying to pick off a guy at second last night, threw it into the outfield, and I was like, oh man, maybe they're going to actually keep the Brewers around and in this thing. This is where you and I are always going to disagree, where I know you think that baseball is super random, and it is random to a certain extent when you get to the postseason, but can you not also acknowledge that the Dodgers have the biggest payroll, or one of the top two or three payrolls, and it's no coincidence that they are here, right? Like, I think we're getting to a point in baseball where it kind of feels like maybe you can buy a title again.
Well, I mean, counterpoint, what was it? There was a year where the Dodgers, they won 108 games, I believe, and they had the greatest single lineup, pitching staff, everything, and they lost in the first round.
Okay, but that is before they started really doing all this deferred money stuff. It's almost like the payroll is actually double of right now, and it's still a top three payroll. They have blown everybody away if you actually counted the Shohei money into any of this, into their payroll.
But you're saying that you have proof, you have one repeat champion in 25 years. So
we're back.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, I don't know if this is a trend necessarily, where if they win two in a row, which it looks like they have a great chance of doing, obviously, then that's already a bigger global trend. I mean, it's a very small sample size. You have two titles, one title back to back.
I said this the other day. I think we are watching a Dodgers dynasty. And I know we have to get to free agency and all that stuff, and the hot stove season is going to start and all of that. But I think this is it, guys. This is what it looks like when you, because you have a couple things here that are working in their favor. The endless amount of resources, and they are competent in their front office. Like, there are other teams, Yankees, Mets, other teams that spend, but I'm not sure if people trust exactly what they're doing in the front office and also the manager. This is proven on every level. So they've got the money, and they've got the infrastructure, and they've got, obviously, the right manager in place.
The great thing is, it's right in front of us.
Yeah, I don't think people are happy Aaron Boone's back.
By the way, I mean, this dominant team is won by the thinnest of margins all playoffs. I mean, first of all, the Phillies dropped down a sack bunt and blew a 1/9 inning. Then the pitcher throws the ball into the crowd on the home plate. Even the Dodgers, like, they're not hitting, which is the amazing thing. I don't know. It feels a little more random to me than... Like, they're not dominating. They're winning every game by one run.
You don't think they look like the best team, clearly?
You just said break them up.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, but they're well-rounded. That was really my point. Yeah, like, they used to be just a slugging team. They got a little lucky that their pitchers finally got healthy this postseason, which is something you never... That's been the problem with the Dodgers, is they have all these high-priced pitchers, and they always get hurt.
Well, I mean, it also helps that your best player, who's a two-way player, is getting paid $1.5 million
a season. That's what I'm saying.
Right, who's actually, ironically, been bad. No, my point was, they're everything the Yankees aren't. Like, the Yankees are bad at small ball, and the Yankees are bad at fielding. Oh, the Dodgers have this high-priced lineup, just like the Yankees, but they're good at the fundamentals.
Well, that's the depth thing, right?
Yeah, but they never were before for the big run before. They've been a high-priced team for 10 years.
I think also, I mean, last night, what did Glasnow go, like 5 1/3 or something? CeeLo's going to have all the details for us here today. But you know, before that, you had one guy do a complete game and the other guy threw 8 innings.
Yeah, and Glasnow after the first
couple... Saves your bullpen a little bit.
Yeah, Glasnow after the first couple of innings was like, whoa, nobody could touch him. I mean, he's ridiculous. They're all ridiculous. But usually the Dodgers, with all that money, most years, those guys all get hurt. And this year, it looked like that was happening again. So I don't know if it's definitely repeatable. There's also the era of pitcher injuries.
That's the only reason why I hold off on Dynasty, because they got some guys that are kind of old. Like Freeman's old, Betts is old, even Will Smith's 30 years old. Like, I do wonder for the lineup, and they're kind of locked into those guys. Like, are you able to do this again next year and then next year and then next year? Like, maybe this is a back-to-back, but I don't know if we're just penciling them in next year. Eventually do start to break down a little bit.
That's totally
right
fine.
In front of us.
I trust Andrew Friedman to figure that out more than anyone else.
That's true.
He's like the current Theo Epstein. But as far as GMs.
I really actually, and I'm not even saying this to be a fact, like, I strongly disagree that baseball postseason is predictable. I really think what Billy Beane said, that it becomes a crapshoot. Because if you think about the nature of baseball, there's so many little things. Like an errant throw here, a bad base running decision by Teoscar Hernandez. Like, you never know. I don't think that there's a blueprint.
But that's the point you just made about the Dodgers. They're so good that Teoscar Hernandez can have a base running error in an all-time play, and they still win the game.
And next day, he can come and hit a home run to get it going.
Yeah.
It's just
you
like...
know, like, they can overcome some of those mistakes a little bit because how talented they are.
Yeah. It's crazy. Mm. I think we're on the doorstep of a dynasty. We're watching it. 888-710-4ISN. You can weigh in on the Dodgers.
That's
3-0 on Milwaukee.
They've won one World Series, because I am not counting 2020.
Mm.
Oh, I'm not either.
But so you know this is.
I'm not counting 2020 either.
But you know
that's
what?
That's not part
of
this dynasty.
But I think in their head, that's why they play so well, though. I don't think they think of themselves as, oh, we only won one World Series. I think they think of themselves as, we're a team that has a World Series pedigree. We won multiple titles. So maybe the rest of us don't think so. But I think they play with the confidence of a team that does have a championship pedigree.
Why? They got smoked in the playoffs the next 3 years.
Right, but they have two titles in their heads in a short amount of time. You just said how random it is. No team has two titles in 5 years.
If they got so much confidence from 2020, why did they turn to the same old postseason pumpkin in 2021, 22, and 23?
Because it's a crapshoot.
I think also because they didn't have the amount of... It's overwhelming.
No. I would argue this is not even the best Dodgers roster.
I mean, they didn't have Shohei and Max. They didn't have Shohei and what's the name?
Freddie Freeman.
I mean, that's a... Those are two superstars.
Snell and Glass
Shohei is a different, but they had, I mean, like, look at the old lineups. It's like, whoa, they went like eight deep with 30 home run hitters.
Yeah, but they also had a notorious playoff choker in Clayton Kershaw, who they were counting on a lot.
They've also gotten to a point where, not to discount, you know, winning 90 plus games in the regular season, but
morning, CeeLo.
The regular season's good morning, almost like the tune-up for them. Because in the years where they were getting bounced, they won 106, 111, 100. Now it's sort of like you referenced the injuries. They weren't even full go during the regular season. 93 wins, ho-hum, and now you get to the postseason and everyone's in there, and all of a sudden they look like a juggernaut.
Yeah, maybe starting to, I don't know, handle injuries different or not so worried about getting to 100 wins, something like that?
Yeah, like they're not pushing as hard for the regular season win total. And the Padres were right there with them for most of the year. They edge them out, and here they are knocking on the door to go back to the World Series.
Crazy.
I don't know. You guys talk with a lot of confidence. By the way, this thing ain't over either. But like, listen, did you think Toronto was going to all of a sudden out of nowhere catch fire again? Like, it is. I believe in the law of randomness in baseball. You guys might be right, but I do like the Dodgers are the anti-Yankees in the sense that they're playing like solid baseball. I would think, you know, if I was making $700 million deferred, I wouldn't do the little things on the baseball diamond. I'd just go up there and hit home runs.
On-field BP, not for you.
No. I would just get up there and be like, throw me a fastball, I'm going to hit it out or I'm going to strike out. And by the way, he's striking out at an unprecedented rate at Shohei. That's unbelievable.
Chasing too, which is weird.
It looks awful.
Yeah, Perloff's speed from home to first, one of the lowest in Major League Baseball.
$750 million. I'm watching that long fly ball. And, you know, just whatever. I'm not hustling. Those guys are too rich.
Too rich to hustle.
Can I say one thing? Full disclosure. You know how T. Higgins of the Bengals went down at the end of the game to kill time? Yeah. No way I'm doing that. I'm running right into the end zone. Dude, T. Higgins could be a free agent after next year. What is he, crazy? Sorry if it's, I guess that exposes.
I have him on fantasy football, and I was like, second touchdown.
Dang.
Oh, the worst. You should get extra points. We need a new rule in fantasy football. When a guy gets down at the end of the game, you get a bonus.
Because seriously, he's a smart player. He's doing the winning move.
Exactly.
Losing for your fantasy team.
He doesn't know the score of my fantasy football game, right? Like his game, it made sense. Maybe in my game, I needed those points.
How dare he?
Yeah, I mean, look at what down 35-7. If the Browns' Quinshon Judkins runs one in from 3 yards with 2 minutes left in the game, you get full credit.
Exactly.
That's stupid.
Let's get to CeeLo with the latest. What's up, dude?
All right, football's heating up. Basketball is back, so download the Prize Picks app and use code PRIMETIME.
And let's not forget Shallow.
And get $50 bonus credit instantly when you play $5. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. 40-year-old Joe Flacco and 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers, both playing for new teams, turned into quite the shootout last night in Cincinnati, back and forth until Flacco and company sealed the deal down the stretch, as Perloff just mentioned.
Flacco is ready. Catches the shotgun snap. Blitz coming. Flacco throws a fade, and it is caught! Running inside the 10 and going into a slide is T. Higgins. That's brilliant. Had he run into the end zone, it would have been a touchdown. We all would have been excited, but it would have left plenty of time for Rodgers to answer. By going down, he forces the Steelers to call another timeout.
That, of course, is Bengals radio. It also allowed them to bleed the clock down to 7 seconds following Evan McPherson's go-ahead 36-yard field goal, and the Bengals end up beating the Steelers 33-31. Flacco threw for 342, three touchdowns. Ja'Marr Chase, 16 catches for a 161 and a score, while Rodgers went for 249 and four TDs in a losing effort. Steelers fall to 4-2. Cincinnati up to 3-4. Niners tight end George Kittle just opened his practice window to return from injured reserve this week. He's got a full 21 days to do so, but he says he's planning on playing this Sunday night against the Falcons and thinks he will. He's been out since injuring his hamstring in the team's season opener. He called it a full tear, and this was the quote, "I just felt like a rubber band snapped in my hamstring. Apparently, he thinks he's ready to go for this weekend. We'll see who's throwing him the ball. Brock Purdy limited again in Thursday's practice, while Mac Jones, who's been dealing with knee and oblique injuries, was upgraded from limited on Wednesday to a full participant on Thursday. Jackson Dart and the Giants visit the Broncos this coming weekend. Big Blue and the rookie QB off their Thursday night win over the Eagles. Denver outside linebacker Jonathan Cooper with, we'll call it a lukewarm assessment of Dart.
What's the challenge of keeping him in the pocket?
I mean, he's a young guy. He's, feeling himself a little bit. He's out there running around. He's got the chain on. He's dancing. You know, I feel like everybody needs something.
What's his beef? Why are the Denver Broncos coming after the Giants?
I love it.
Everybody needs something.
Nick Benito also tweeted and then deleted the tweet, said the most delusional fan base in the world. Like, what the hell did we do?
No. Lie.
Why'd you say that? Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, for real. Like, what did we do?
He wants to smoke, man. People are hyping up Scataboo and Jackson Dart like they're the next, Bash Brothers or something.
I guess when you almost defecate all over yourself against the poor Jets, I guess you got to find some type of...
Hey, what happens in Europe stays in Europe. This is going to be tough for them, but I like this extra bad blood. And you wonder where this comes from, right? Who's their coach? Sean Payton. Yeah. He's the number one agitator, irritant. Like, Sean Payton wants all of the pettiness.
And to me, he was saying this stuff. I was like, I don't know. It kind of sounds like Bo Nix from last year. He's describing all the things about Jackson Dart. Like, Jackson Dart's a little more swaggy. But I was like, Bo Nix kind of was the same way last year for you guys.
Bo Nix? Yeah. Bo Nix is swaggy? I don't really think of him like that. That weird haircut, like that flat top? I don't know.
Bo Nix doesn't have swag. I don't know. Young guy. He kind of talks some trash a little bit on the field.
Jackson has so much more swag than that other dude. It's not even comparable.
That other dude.
Bo Nix.
Yeah.
Doesn't even want to say his name.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that you guys would even compare the levels of swag is actually disgusting.
Young guy.
You know who had a lot of swag
out there?
Remember when Broncos had Drew Locke and Drew Locke knew all the words to their rap song?
Yeah.
Now that's swag.
Yeah, well, it's put on by Young Jeezy. We got to come back with that.
Yeah, but you also probably also have some swag on the field and produce.
That's where he didn't have the swag.
Right. Drew Locke was also a giant, right?
He cost you guys Cam Ward.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, he did.
Whatever. Who cares?
You got Dart now.
You got Jackson Dart.
That's true.
By the way, do we think those diamonds are real? They're not.
Those are real.
Come on.
You're an idiot if you play with a necklace, with a real diamond necklace. You're a bigger idiot than anyone could have thought.
He'll have a second one sent to him before the game ends, Max.
It doesn't matter, Manny. You can't play with real diamonds.
Odell Beckham played with a Richard Mille watch on. These guys don't care. That watch is like $100,000. Yeah. These guys.
That's also a uniform violation. I'm sorry. Hate to be a stickler.
Why are you hating?
You must be fun at parties, Max.
Listen, have you guys ever talked to athletes about whether they're real diamonds or fake diamonds? You want to know where they wear fake diamonds?
On the field.
To the club. Because they're afraid someone's going to run up on them and grab the chain off of their neck. And so if you're going to wear.
Worse.
Or, yeah, right. But if you're going to wear fake diamonds out to the club. And real diamonds on the field, don't you remember the fate? Was it Yoenis Cespedes whose necklace came off when he was sliding into second for the Mets and all the diamonds were all over like it was a jewel thief?
Someone had
to come out and pick them all up and around the infield?
Hey, you know what?
It's a waste.
That's the risk that you run when you got some swagger to you. You know what I mean?
Just do the CZs, man. Cubic zirconiums when you're in between the white lines.
Jefferson is accepting any cubic diamond stuff is?
Let's put him under the microscope.
No way.
He at least would have a brain.
No. Get the jeweler on the phone.
Yeah, Maggie's going to have that little like
Jacob beep, the jeweler.
That beeping sound thing that goes through your chain.
Yes, I would. And the real stuff's at home in the safe.
Maggie, next press conference, you should go to the press conference. Jackson, just stay right there a second. I just want to come up real quick.
With my little eye.
Oh, like, it's fake.
The jeweler who's got to squint.
Yeah,
That little whatever jewelry that thing magnified
is.
Glass.
Right, yes.
Does that have a name?
Anyway. I'm sure it does. Not diamonds, but a guy I coach youth football with lost his wedding ring on the field the other night. And he had our team out there surging through it. It was like Rick Moranis and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, no.
I lost my wedding ring in a basketball game. Still don't wear it.
Pearl's ring free.
Game. That's
luckily I'm completely non-threatening in the bar scene, so my wife does not care.
I feel like that's easier to find than having to go through the grass on the open football field.
How did he lose the ring?
He lost a lot of weight.
Oh, and that's nice.
It was a little loose, and his wife, I guess, had bought him like something to tighten it up. He didn't want to use it. Next thing you know, the ring comes off. It's in the grass.
Now, was she happy about that?
I'm sure not.
No, you are so bleeped, yeah. Guys.
That's why I go with
the rubber?
Yeah. What's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah.
Silicone.
Thank you. Yes.
Bro, why don't you ever get one of those? What CeeLo's got?
Oh, like Philip Rivers?
Yeah, like, Philip, I mean, don't.
I thought
them
about
all different
it.
Colors. They're cheap. You know,
yeah, no, I thought about if I could get, because there's something a little tacky about getting a free ring,
yeah.
Because you had a guest on a show, and that's not romantic to me exactly. It's like having a, like a, like getting married in a Gatorade tuxedo.
Wait, you could buy one.
No. I wasn't going to buy one.
Oh.
Also, too, it's like, hey, honey, I saw Philip Rivers have a commercial for this ring. Like, I don't think Sarah would.
I think it screams athlete.
That.
Yes.
It's like, yeah. I have
sporty.
An active lifestyle.
Yeah. Big romantic Sarah, guy, this guy.
I'm going to just say, Sarah's a bit classier than that. She'd rather have me no ring than a plastic ring.
Oh, I didn't know that was a classy or unclassy. I like it.
Then well, you get guys like Kirk Cousins, who's got the full
platinum, I would say, is classy.
Real ring on the football field.
I would say that, platinum is classy, gold is second.
What about diamonds?
Classic is a distant 1,000.
Some guys do a tattoo.
How about tungsten? Oh, tattoo ring. There you go.
I've seen
tungsten
that before.
Carbide. That's what my wedding ring was.
Oh,
the real one.
The hell is
the
that?
The non-silicone ring.
Honestly, you lose your wedding ring, guys. Just don't go home.
It's over.
Just get a divorce right,
right. Go straight
just
to the divorce attorney. Yeah,
keep driving.
It.
You don't want the smoke. Because she's going to recognize it immediately when you walk in the door. And you're just, your story better check out. You need sources.
Yeah.
This, like, investigative journalism
sources,
is about to happen.
Honey,
on
references,
yeah.
Alibis.
Honey, you're supposed to be home 2 hours ago. Where are you? Tijuana.
Just keep driving is my advice.
Quickly, Blue Jays took care of the Mariners 8-2 to even the ALCS at 2 apiece. Game 5 this evening, 6:08 Eastern. We did quite a bit on the Dodgers as they beat the Brewers 3-1. They are within a game of a sweep of the NLCS and a return to the World Series with Shohei Ohtani on the mound tonight for game number 4.
Oh.
I've been crafting a Dodgers trivia question for you people.
Crafting.
Oh, ooh. Nice.
That,
do you want to tell us it now and we'll guess after the break?
That's okay.
Are you still crafting?
I'm still crafting. You know what?
Okay.
I will give you, in 2021, the Dodgers had 4 Cy Young pitchers on their staff. Can you, without looking it up, name all 4?
Yes.
And they had 2 MVPs. Oh. And the third guy who should have won MVP.
I mean, what? You want the guy who batted 9th as well and their, you know, setup man too? So what are you asking
4 guys that actually won Cy Young?
You want the 4 Cy Young?
But they didn't all win
MVPs.
It in 2021.
Okay.
No, they won it in their history.
But
right,
no.
Because that would be a double two-way tie in both leagues. No, yeah. You can't win 4 Cy Youngs in one season.
No, I'm saying collectively. They had already at that point.
No, 4 players who had won a Cy Young in their career.
Gotcha.
Not 4, not a total of 4 Cy Youngs.
Okay. Yeah, let's
and you
do
just
that.
Want the Cy Youngs, right?
And you want the 2 MVPs who are also. One
2
of them,
MVPs.
One of them's obviously the same. Clayton Kershaw. Well, okay, let's do it after the break, And also, Matt Rhule taking some very pointed questions about his future at Nebraska. It's the Maggie and Perloff Show.
No Googling.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game.
They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm putting it on the diamond.
You ain't charge your battery all the way.
Bro. Nah.
Let
me see.
You just ain't charge it, bro.
Look. Let me see. Look. You're fake. You don't got it. You do not have it.
Who is it? What comedian is that, EJ?
Fatboy SSE.
That was them just like going up to athletes and determining whether or not the diamonds in their chains and jewelry are real or fake. If the beep goes off, it's fake. Self of Jackson Dart, I don't know why he wears real diamonds on a football field. You've got to be and have an IQ of 4 to do something like that, in my opinion. Perloff left us, welcome back to the show, by the way. Perloff left us on a cliffhanger of a Dodgers trivia question. You want to repeat it?
Yeah,
I was still crafting it, and I wasn't quite done, but I count, and I'm still going through the resumes, 4 Cy Young winners on the 2021 Dodgers. My point is the Dodgers have been loaded in the past, and hasn't resulted in World Series titles. I think they're better at the fundamentals now, which makes them more dangerous. Can you name the 4 Cy Young winners? And there were at least 2 MVPs, and now I'm up to 4 MVPs. And I'm still going through the lineup.
Okay, so this is the 2021
yes.
LA Dodgers, who lost to the Astros?
They lost to the Braves.
Okay.
And this is just, I'm out on the reference page. I'm not telling you how many games they played in LA Blue, but they were definitely on their stats page for that year.
Okay, so we've got 3 MVPs that we've counted up so far that on that 2021 Dodgers would have been Mookie Betts, Cody Bellinger, and Clayton Kershaw also won an MVP along with a Cy Young.
Yes, I did totally forgot about that. But there is one more who was on that team.
Another MVP who was on that team.
Yes.
I don't have it. Who is it?
Somebody who's washed, right?
Who
couldn't
was
be somebody
it?
Who's a everyday player.
Like, remember when Manny Ramirez went?
Manny wasn't on that team, was he?
No, he was not. But it was kind of like
Like a guy who joined late in the season. Machado.
No.
No, Machado. Machado did not.
That wasn't the year.
No, Machado wasn't. Yeah.
He was there from the beginning, and you're going to remember this. He has 3 MVPs. And he might
be a manager soon. Albert Pujols was on that team.
Yeah, yeah. Wash was the key word. I'm like, EJ's brain is getting there.
Yeah.
All right. And as for the Cy Youngs, we came up with 3. Clayton Kershaw, obviously.
By the way, there could be. Corey Seager came in 2nd for MVP with Texas. He was close. There were a lot of other guys. They had Trey Turner, too, and they were loaded.
Clayton Kershaw for a Cy Young.
Yep.
Max Scherzer for a Cy Young.
I had totally forgotten Scherzer was there, but yes.
And Walker Buehler.
I have no Cy Young for Walker Buehler.
Okay, so we have Clayton Kershaw and Scherzer. We did not have the other 2 Cy Youngs.
Think of their closer.
Kenley Jansen?
Yeah, I just was throwing him out as a red herring. It wasn't Kenley Jansen, but he came in top 5 once.
I hate Perloff.
So is there another reliever who has a Cy Young?
No, these are starters. One of them you're going to bite yourself afterwards.
Oh, probably because he played for the Mets or Yankees.
All right, let me bite myself.
Trevor Bauer.
Oh my God, get out of here, Trevor Bauer. He can't even be in this hemisphere anymore. He's not allowed.
Was that NPC to say that? Meridian, man.
Dude, Trevor Bauer, he's like starting a league on Mars. He's persona non grata.
Yeah, but I believe he won one with the Reds, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that guy could.
Was he suspended for this? Did he even pitch in 2021?
Yeah. He might not. Oh, maybe. No, I think that first year, I think he did pitch.
He did pitch? Okay.
Second year.
And who's the last one?
The last one, let's see. I think he won a World Series somewhere else. Yes. He was a phenom, a phenom's phenom.
A phenom's phenom?
Yes. He won the Cy Young in 2012.
Wow. I'm just...
He's a lefty. Yeah, but you might not have remembered he was with LA.
I don't remember.
I'm stuck.
Yeah. David Price.
Yo!
Oh, he also was coming out of the pen in the playoffs.
Yeah, he was washed by then, too.
Price. He got carpal tunnel syndrome from playing too many video games.
I remember that.
And the funny thing is, the best pitcher on that team was probably Dustin May, and of course he got hurt.
And he was a rookie that year, right?
I think, Kershaw was the opening day starter, then May went second that year. There were also five, Tony Gonsolin, Julio Urias, like tons and tons of guys on that team, and they did not win.
Kudos to you, Pearl. Good trivia question. Quickly, George is in L.A. George, what's the key to the Dodgers' success right now?
Definitely their starting pitching. They're just lined up. They seem to turn on a different switch in the playoffs. Like Perloff was saying, they kind of go ho-hum in the regular season. This might be the strongest starting pitching they've ever had in a series as far as the Dodgers are going. I don't think they care if they play the Mariners or Toronto. That'll probably be their next victim. I'm not trying to be arrogant, but it's just the way it is right now.
Yeah, George, thank you for the call. So I was thinking about this, right? So Toronto evens up the series last night. This is now 2-2. If the Dodgers sweep tonight, they're going to have this crazy long layoff. Does anyone not think that Toronto and Seattle's not going 7?
Oh, it's a great point. And you mean it in a negative way.
Well, I'm saying that that generally, throughout history has not been good.
No, it's definitely scary.
I ain't counting out the Dodgers, guys.
But I got to be honest. Yeah, good point. I thought the Brewers would offer a little more resistance. They're a good team.
Same.
I mean, it's kind of been, as our friend Ramon in Indianapolis say, razor's edge. Who loses a game when you pull off an 8-6-2 double play? It's crazy.
Brewers.
Yeah, the Brewers. Okay, coming up next, more from last night's NFL game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.